This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
On today's show, assumptions that will make you thin. Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're adjusting the control panel of your mind, body, spirit system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. Inside Out Weight Loss is not about diet, and it's not about exercise. So what the heck is it about? It's about the inner journey of outer transformation. It's about what you do on the inside so that all those things that you know you should be doing and you just can't quite get your act together to do them on a consistent basis become easy. So I'm not saying you're not going to have to eat well and you're not going to have to exercise, because you are going to have to eat well and exercise. And get enough sleep, by the way. And in general, treat yourself fabulously. Yes, you are going to have to do that. If you want to be slim, fit, and healthy, there's no two ways about it. You have to behave in slim, fit, and healthy ways. You have to honor yourself. You have to treat yourself like you were your own loved child. You have to nurture yourself. And you gotta like it, because if you don't like it, you're not going to do it very long. I mean, that's the clear truth about human beings. A wise friend of mine said this to me about 10, 15 years ago. I was trying to get people to do things for me in my job at a company. And she said, I've pretty much learned that people don't do the things that they don't want to do, and they do the things that they want to do. Now, that may seem obvious. But it's so true, and it's so not obvious. We think, oh, well, how can I motivate so-and-so to do such-and-such for me? Because let's face it, if they don't want to do it, they're not going to do it. So you got to try and make them want to do it. Well, that's really hard when you're trying to do it for somebody else, not impossible. You got to show them what's in it for them, and then you might get them to do it. As long as they realize that they want to do it, or they don't want not to do it, if that makes sense. So Inside Out Weight Loss is about getting ourselves to want to take great care of ourselves. What a concept. Because if we want to do it, then it's easy and it happens. It gets done. Ever notice that about yourself? The things that you really want to do, you tend to do. You want to watch TV, you watch TV. You want to mess around on the computer, you mess around on the computer. You want to go out with your friends, you go out with your friends. You want to stay in, you stay in. You want to overeat? You overeat. You want to have a great workout? You have a great workout. You want to eat great healthy food? You eat great healthy food. I thought I'd throw those last two in there. Did you catch that? That's what we're doing here. It's true, and it works. If you do the work. Yeah, there is work you have to do. It's kind of ironic, you know, that in order for it to be easy, you actually have to do work, but it's not the kind of work that you thought that you had to do. You thought you had to be ever vigilant. You thought you had to deprive yourself. No, you don't need to do any of that. All of that, just, don't bother. But there's some other work that you really do have to do. It's called the inner work. You got to sort out your sugar. You got to find out what you've been getting out of overeating, because I guarantee you, you've been getting something, and probably something pretty good. Not bad at all. You got to release a bunch of old pain, which means you kind of got to find it. Then you release it, heal it, bring in lots of cool, positive energy. You know, these are the steps. They're all detailed, much better than I'm describing here in the earlier episodes of Inside Out Weight Loss. Start with a prologue. Go to personallifemedia.com/IOWL. That's Inside Out Weight Loss. personallifemedia.com/IOWL for Inside Out Weight Loss. Download those early episodes. Get your act together. Do the homework. Join the Yahoo group. Friend me on Facebook. And end the struggle for good. Please. I did it. You could do it. In fact, what I want to share with you today are some of the presuppositions, the core principles on which Inside Out Weight Loss is based. I want to be overt about them because I want you to know what's going on here. I want you to really understand it. See if you like it. Play around with them. Challenge me on them. Tell me I'm full of sugar. But before we do, I invite you to drop inside, go down within to that place that you may now be more and more familiar with, your own inner experience, in the fullness, the richness of the present moment. Allow the present moment, as you bring your attention gently to your inner experience, the sensations, the movements, the breath, to expand in front of you, behind you, on the sides, above and below, as if it were a bubble, a beautiful protective bubble, all around you, encompassing your entire being. And within this bubble, you're safe and secure. You may want to add to this bubble some beautiful white light that comes in through the top near the crown of your head and fills this bubble beautifully with rich white light, full of kindness and love, reassuring you that it's safe to explore here. All is well in this moment. And any concerns and cares of the day, they're outside of the bubble of this present moment, the light-filled bubble in which you find yourself now, imagining that you're protected, safe, secure. This is a positive energy bubble. Anything negative bounces right off, and it's hooked up, connected, plugged in to this beautiful white healing light that comes in from the crown of your head. And down through the soles of your feet is released anything that isn't consistent with this beautiful energy. Any toxins, any waste, simply releases through the soles of your feet into the earth where it's nourished, recycled, and transformed. And go ahead and set your intention for this episode and for this week's journey. Whatever it is that would serve your highest good, that would make the most positive difference for you. Set your intention for it now. Recently, I realized that the entire Inside Out Weight Loss program, the entire Rene Method philosophy, is founded on a certain number of core beliefs, core assumptions, shall we say. And I thought I would share those now with you. Why do I want to share them? Well, I've been thinking about the popularity of the new book, Women, Food, and God by Janine Roth. And I am just tickled pink that a book with that title would be a bestseller. I think it's awesome. And if you haven't figured this out yet, because I'm not always overt about it, the Inside Out Weight Loss Program is really a very spiritual program. It's not religious per se, because there's no particular creed. There's no particular affiliation. I'm really open to whatever works for you. But there is an inherent spirituality. And I think you'll see that as we go through these presuppositions, these assumptions underneath the program. I want you to know what you're buying into. So here we go. You know, it'd be kind of fun if you could guess what they are. You can probably guess what they're not. For example, They're not that weight loss is hard work. It's not that weight loss requires deprivation and discipline. And it's not that the answer is magically found in some berry from a remote tropical rainforest or a leaf that indigenous people chew when they're working in the fields. Those are not the presuppositions. It would also not be that a particular piece of magical exercise equipment that has the name Blaster in its title is going to do the trick for you. Products with burn and magical in the title probably are not the answer either. Now, none of those are the presuppositions. Nor, I might add, am I going to say that you can pray away the pounds. Would that that were true. No, I've got a whole other set of stuff here for you. And it's time to reveal it right after, you guessed it, a brief break. You're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss on Personal Life Media. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and we'll be right back. Attention Inside Out Weight Loss listeners, wouldn't it be cool to have Inside Out Weight Loss in written form, especially in a workbook format, including all of the homework assignments, complete with space to fill it out, advancing you on your journey? Now you can. The Inside Out Weight Loss Workbook, covering the key foundational episodes 1 through 18, is now available. In fact, Chapter 1 is available absolutely for free. Just go to reneemethod.com, R-E-N-E-E-M-E-T-H-O-D.com, and download your free chapter. And if you'd like to buy the entire workbook, it'll cost you less than a few lattes. So just go to www.reneemethod.com and check it out. Back now. Before the break, we were talking about what the presuppositions of Inside Out Weight Loss are not, although in the interim I've had a number of ideas for product titles. Try this one, Magic Berry Ab Burn Blaster. You'd have to click on that, wouldn't you? Okay, back to more serious endeavors here. The first assumption, underlying belief beneath the surface of Inside Out Weight Loss, is that all behaviors are positively intended. In other words, everything we do, including stuff in our face, including having the extra piece of cake, the extra pastry, and the third visit to the dessert table, all of it is positively intended. No matter what we do, from lying on the sofa to thinking that a serving is the entire bag, it's positively intended, no matter what, no exceptions. Now, how can this be so? It can be so because we're always trying to get something good for ourselves. This is basic human nature. We prefer pleasure over pain. We will avoid intense pain if we can. And we will go towards pleasure whenever we can. We're always just trying to feel good. Human beings hate pain. Pain is yucky. It's, well, painful. So then why do we stuff our faces knowing that we're going to feel pain later on? Because it's going to make us feel good in the moment. It's going to give us that party in our mouth. Or maybe it's just going to distract us from pain that we were otherwise feeling. Or maybe we want to be overweight. Maybe overeating allows us to be overweight and we're getting something good out of being overweight. Keeping the suitors at bay. Trying to prevent people from flirting with us. trying to fit into somebody else's image of us. You know, like a parent who says, oh, you're just a chubby person. We want to agree with our parents, as we discussed in the last episode. So we agree with them. We say, yeah, you know, I always have been, I always am going to be. And my mother's fat, my sister's fat, my grandmother's fat, my goldfish is fat, so therefore I'm going to be fat. There's always a positive intention. We're always trying to just feel good or at least not feel bad. And the great thing about realizing this, that we're always positively intended or assuming this, because I guess maybe I can't prove it, I'm assuming it, is that it opens the door to forgiveness, to being able to forgive ourselves, knowing that we were always trying to get something good for ourselves. We just used a method that didn't work so well or had unintended consequences or negative consequences after the fact. Maybe we don't know anything that works better. So we assume, I assume, that all behaviors are positively intended. It allows us to forgive ourselves. And as we discussed in the episodes on forgiveness, forgiveness is an inherently selfish thing to do. The reason that we forgive others is so that we don't have to carry the burden of our resentment with us everywhere we go. The reason that we forgive ourselves is the same, so that we don't have to carry that burden of guilt with us everywhere we go. So that's presupposition number one. Presupposition number two is that we are good, no matter our size, our shape, or our behavior. This is, of course, related to the first one, that all behaviors are positively intended. And I'm taking it a step further here. I'm saying that our essence is good. If we're 300 pounds, 130 pounds, 500 pounds, it doesn't matter. Our essence, our inherent nature is good. Now, this is simply an assumption, and I'm assuming it about every human being on the planet, even the ones with the most horrific behavior, because all behavior is positively intended. It's just that sometimes the behavior goes awry. We get mixed up. We go in the wrong direction and can do really abominable things. Human beings have done some pretty horrific things. But the behavior and the essence are two different things. Our core, your core, the core essence of you as a being is good. And this single assumption is really key. Key to healing, key to recovery. I mean, it's where it's at. Because if you can really accept, if you can really recognize that your core, your essence, I don't care what you've done, if you can recognize that your essence is good, then you can start to see that everybody else's essence is good, no matter what, unequivocally. And gosh, that makes the world a much better place to be in. In fact, it makes the world a really cool place to be in. All these positive, good essence beings all over the place. And of course, I would extend that to plants and animals and maybe to the earth herself. Well, indeed to the earth herself. And just summarize it, it's all good. It's all really, really good. And this assumption, it's not original to me. I'm borrowing it from just about every religious tradition on the planet. Or let's just say I'm echoing it. It's a fundamentally spiritual assumption. I mean, how can I have the audacity to say that we're all good no matter what? Well, it's just pure old belief. I can't really prove it, but I do know that when I assume it, good things happen. Transformation happens. Forgiveness happens. And hey, weight loss happens. Yes. Even basic old materialistic old weight loss. Yes, that happens too. And I think that would be a rock and roll sort of homework assignment for you. Accelerated development assignment for you. Noodle that around for a little bit. What would it mean if everyone is good, if I am good, no matter what? Even if I'm fat. I'm good and fat. I am good, and I have cellulite. Woohoo! Just pretend for a few moments that your core, your essence, is good. I wonder what it would look like if it were really good. Would it be dark or light-filled? Luminescent? Would there be a color to it? What would it feel like throughout your physical body if your true essence were really beautiful, good? And what if that essence spread like water soaking into a sponge and radiated even beyond your body? What would that be like now? How would that affect you if you really knew it, if you really allowed that assumption to sink down deep into any beliefs to the contrary, deep into any dark spots within you, and bring light where it had been dark? What would that be like? And I'm going to leave you with that today, encouraging you to spend some time imagining the possibility that we are all good, that you are good in your core. That brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you for being present. If you'd like to accelerate your transformation, I invite you to visit reneemethod.com. That's R-E-N-E-E-M-E-T-H-O-D, reneemethod.com, where you'll find the transformative downloads, as well as access to the workbook for Inside Out Weight Loss. You'll also find there a link to the Personal Life Media website where you can download the earlier episodes of this podcast. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and I am on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, enabling you to develop and share your abundant soul's gifts. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.